Hello, folks. Today's podcast is all about...
What does success mean in an educational technology initiative?
Let's cut to the chase. To a first order approximation, the impact of using computing devices over the past 40 years in K-12 has been...
Zero.
Zip, zilch, nada. However you define success, that can't be it.
No, well, let me add some caveats here. It's absolutely the case that some teachers in some schools, in some districts, have seen increased student performance due to the use of computing technologies. In fact, Project Red has empirical evidence that the use of computing devices can lead to increased student performance. Typically, that means increased scores on standardized tests. That's one definition of success.
Project Red identifies 9 factors that they say lead to increased student performance. And with the key is significant time on task. So your computers on wheels, your computer labs, etc., do not give learners enough time with the technology to make a difference. Basically, in those shared situations, computers are used as add-ons, as supplements to the curriculum.
Well, that's what my principal told me to do when I was in the classroom. He told me to integrate technology into my classroom. So that meant to me, go find some activities that use the computer, and when I had time, and when I had the resources available, the computers, you know, blah, 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 then do them. But all I was doing was supplementing my curriculum with the computer activities.
But when computers are used as essential tools, then...
And only then...
...is increased student achievement observed. We have done a sort of like meta-analysis of studies where computing device was used as an essential tool.
Yeah, but and that means used 50 to 70% of the day, where a variety of apps and internet activities were used in the curriculum. Then student achievement was observed to go up.
Our point... Folks, is this. We educational technology advocates.
Well, wait, speak for yourself. I'm an educator.
Fair enough. For 14 years, you were a junior high and high school math teacher. And I have been a techie fanboy during that time.
Amen.
So we tech advocates have a pretty minimal definition of success. Students are using the devices. Students are engaged. That's success.
Engagement isn't good enough anymore. It's not success. Success is increased student achievement.
You're right. And interestingly, you live in the premier laptop community, Irving, Texas. Is Irving's school district a success?
I've been paying taxes for almost 10 years to buy laptops, where the only impact of all that money and all those laptops is the district claim.
That, and we quote right from the website, "Our students will be empowered for their future." Now, folks, that's not success. Now, here we have BYOD, and they're claiming to be the silver bullet, with the similar lack of evidence that student achievement has increased as a function of technology use.
Elliot, haven't you been in education long enough to know that there is no one silver bullet? Technology has to be baked into the curriculum. It has to be used for substantial periods of time during the school day. And then we'll see increased student achievement. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, folks.
And we'll see you all, at least we'll talk to you all next month.